Yes, I said not funny.
Sorry, I'm taking a little bit.
I thought it was funny.
A little funny.
We're ready to go here?
Yep.
Yeah. All hands on deck. Calling a meeting to order of the New York State Racing and Wagering Board on October 23rd, 2012, Schenectady, New York, joined by my colleagues. I'm Chairman Sabini, joined by my colleagues Daniel Hogan and Charles Diamond. And I will ask the Acting Secretary to call the meeting to order officially.
Call the meeting to order at 11:05.
Public comment period. Any member of the public wishing to make a statement, now is the time. I'm not seeing a large gallery here.
Just so you're aware, Mr. Jackson Leeds has sent in comments, and I'll attach them to the minutes of the meeting.
Thank you very much. Let's begin the agenda.
Approve the minutes of the board meeting held on September 27, 2012, and October 11, 2012.
Have you had a chance to review the minutes? Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes? Aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Next item.
Items previously approved and referred by the chair. There are 37 this month. Items previously approved and not referred by the board. There are 4. And items to be approved and not referred by the board today. There are 7. And the first item is Buffalo Raceway request to withdraw $23,000
from the SIP. Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. Buffalo Raceway has submitted a request to withdraw $23,000 from their capital improvement fund for reimbursement of constructing new stalls in the paddock. The item was accompanied by canceled checks and the appropriate supporting documentation, which staff reviewed and found to be properly documented. The item was also inspected by staff as well. This is part of Buffalo Raceway's continuing effort to improve and renovate their backstretch area. The total balance in the capital improvement fund at the end of August of this year was approximately $23,776. The paddock renovation was included in their budget for 2012, and staff is recommending approval.
Questions or comments on the Buffalo Raceway SIF request? Hearing none, we'll move the item then. Buffalo Raceway will request a withdrawal $23,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item's approved. Next item.
Catskill Region OTB request for approval of rewards program.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. Catskill Regional Off-Track Betting Corporation is requesting approval to implement a new cash rewards program for its account wagering participants. This program will replace previous program Catskill OTB has had in place for some time, and it will follow more closely the rewards programs that we have seen at other OTBs and racetracks in New York State and as well as outside New York State based on player wagering activity. Enrolled participants who wager $5,000 or more during a calendar month will now be eligible for rewards based on the scale that is provided in the memo before you, basically from $5,000 to $14,999, it'd be 1%. $15,000 to $99,999 will be 2.5%, and $100,000 or more will be 3%. Participants will earn 1 point for every dollar wagered. Rewards will be credited in participants' account by the fifth business day following the close of the calendar month. Wagers resulting in a $2.10 payout on a $2 wager are not eligible for rewards. Rewards are eligible only on tracks that have given Catskill OTB permission to do so. Participants must have a Catskill OTB account to participate. Staff has reviewed the rules and internal controls that were submitted with this application and found them to be consistent with the board rules and other programs, similar programs previously approved by the board. Staff recommends the board approve this request conditioned upon the following 3 items. One, that Catskill OTB shall operate the program according to the submitted application and subsequent correspondence with staff, which is included with the board memo. Two, Catskill OTB shall provide annual written reports to the board regarding the program. Reports shall include the total number of participants, total dollar amount wagered by pool types and category, total reward wagering handled by pool type, dollar amount of money awarded for in-state and out-of-state races by pool type and category, and reward handling reward wagering handle on in-state and out-of-state races. This is the similar reports that have been required on other reward programs the board has approved within the state. This report shall be submitted, should be required to be submitted no later than March 15th, following the close of the calendar year, and shall be provided on the board forms format that have been provided and issued, again, to the other account wagering providers that offer similar rewards. And lastly, the Catskill OTB shall obtain prior written consent of the host track prior to awarding rewards on such track. With that, staff recommends approval.
Based on past performance of Catskill OTB, welcome to competition. Questions or comments on this item?
I can't recall, Chairman, I know, I understand that, they will provide to us an annual written report no later than March 15th. Do they seek reapproval after a year, the one-year anniversary, or does it just continue?
No, once approved, it can. Okay. It's scheduled to continue as the other programs.
Yeah, I'll also note that in part of the board's attempt to ease paperwork requirements, we're no longer forcing quarterly right. review of these because there was, you know, there was just paper yep. gathering dust.
Right, right. It should be pointed out, too, if I may, that if they want to in any way modify or change any of these plans or direction, they'd have to seek approval of the board prior to doing so.
Other questions or comments? Hearing none, let's move the item. Catskill Regional OTB, request for approval of rewards program. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Item's approved. Next item.
Nassau Regional OTB, new concessionaire at Carl Place Branch, Raj Realty, LTD, doing business at Singh Hospitality Group.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a request submitted by Nassau Regional OTB for a new concessionaire at its Carl Place Branch. The new concessionaire formed a corporation to operate at this location as a sole shareholder. Nassau OTB has enclosed a copy of the lease and the licensing agreement. It should be noted that the applicant is in the process of completing its SLA application, or liquor license application, but to date, as far as been reported, has not yet done so. We have, however, completed the limited suitability review consisting of personal history disclosure form review has been provided, review of the credit history, fingerprints, which is the criminal history review, as well as a public record search. This information revealed no derogatory information. With that, this item is presented to the board for consideration.
Questions or comments? Strangely silent. Okay, let's move the item then. All those in favor of the Nassau Regional OTB's new concessionaire at the Carl Place Branch, which is Raj and Raj Realty doing business as Singh Hospitality Group. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
NIVA request for temporary approval, additional call centers.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. New York Racing Association had submitted a request dated October 9th of this year for board approval to conduct a portion of its telephone wagering through the call center in Portland, Oregon on Breeders' Cup weekend. This request is similar to previous requests made by NIRA during high racing days, such as the Belmont and the Travers. As you recall, in December of 2011, the board approved NIRA to conduct telephone wagering through the call center in Amherst, New York. Chapter 402 of the New York State laws of 2011 require that entities engaged in account wagering are required to have or locate the call center within the state of New York. Prior to the Amherst location, NIRA conducted telephone wagering through the call center in Portland, Oregon. NIRA is requesting, with this item, to use the Portland facility to mitigate potential issues that may result in the event the Amherst Center fails on Breeders' Cup weekend, anticipating it'll be a higher handle weekend. NIRA stated in prior requests such as this that while the vast majority of bugs have been resolved at the Amherst Center, it is still a new facility and they fear an unforeseen problem. Currently, the Portland Center serves as backup center. However, the switchover process in the event of failure is lengthy. Therefore, NIRA has represented its best. At best, it takes a minimum of 1 hour to switch over should there be a problem. Therefore, in order to provide an expedited switchover, the Portland Center can be programmed to take a portion of the calls on Breeders' Cup weekend, which would significantly reduce the time required to reroute calls in the event of an emergency. Therefore, you won't have potentially an hour of downtime in wagering. NYRA proposes routing 10% of the calls to Portland in the event of a failure, which is similar to requests previously presented and approved by the board. Should the board approve the request, the following conditions are recommended. Except in the case of a failure at the Amherst Call Center, the Portland Call Center shall handle a maximum of 10% of the calls, telephone wagering on November 2nd and 3rd. Two, all wagering shall revert back to the Amherst Center beginning with wagering on November 4th. Three, only operators holding a valid New York State racing license shall handle wagering calls for NYRA. And four, no later than November 9th, NYRA shall file a report detailing the number of calls and handle process through the Amherst and Portland call centers for that weekend. With that, staff is recommending approval.
Questions or comments on the NYRA request for additional call service? Mr. Hogan.
Mr. Castrogola, under the chapter law, I know we have the ability to give these temporary approvals, but is it foreseen that this is going to be the kind of thing we're going to have to do every time there is a large volume day, or are we going to develop the capacity inside New York State that we'll be able to handle that? Because, you know, that's my uncomfortable part about this, is letting them have to take 10% just so they can be ready for what may or may not happen.
Right. It was represented when the Amherst Center was set up that NYRA would ensure that the Amherst Center would have the capacity needed in order to fulfill the wagering. They continue to represent that since this is still within a year of first year of operation, that they're doing this as a backup. It is certainly staff's hope that these requests will stop, hopefully shortly, that they're just doing this right now just to ensure that there's not going to be any disruption to its customers.
Thank you.
That's certainly my feeling as well, that we should stop getting these. Questions or comments any further? Hearing none, we'll move to item NYRA request for temporary approval, additional call center. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item's approved. Next item.
NYRA request to amend internet and account wagering plan of operation, allow cancellation via internet.
Mr. Castrogola, you're a busy guy today.
Thank you. Along with a very talented staff as well. Thank you. My letter dated September 4th, New York Racing Association requested board approval to amend its internet and account wagering plan of operation to update its terms and conditions. NYRA provided 6 pages of terms and conditions that will be added to the existing conditions and provide to account holders. The items presented... I'm sorry, I think I'm reading
it's
the wrong
item.
Yeah, I have my items out of order here. Excuse me, Chairman.
Well, you're a busy guy.
That's the next item. I'm jumping the gun. I apologize. This is the Internet Account Wagering Plan of Operation to allow cancellations via the Internet. This is the application that was submitted on August 27th by NYRA to requesting board approval to amend its Internet Account Wagering Plan of Operation to allow cancellations on its Internet platform. Currently, NYRA Plan of Operation does not allow the cancellation of wagers through the Internet as provided for in their controls and policies that were submitted to the board for approval when originally submitted. The board's policy, however, is to allow cancellation of wagers subject to compliance with the cancellation directive the board issued some time ago. Pursuant to the cancellation directive, once a transaction is completed, wagers exceeding $500 on any betting entry in win, show, or place pools and $50 on any one combination or all other pools must be referred to management. A copy of the directive is included with the package before the board. NYRA's internet cancellation policy will be more restrictive. In order to meet compliance, NYRA's programmed the threshold amounts into the system. The system will only accept cancellation requests that are in compliance with the pre-programmed limits. With the NYRA policy, NYRA will not accept cancellation requests for wagers exceeding the threshold. NYRA submitted procedures and screenshots of the process and will be testing the system within the next few weeks. Staff recommends that the board approve this request conditioned on the following items. One, patrons may be allowed to cancel wagers via the Internet provided NYRA complies with the board cancellation directive. as submitted. Two, NIRA may establish cancellation thresholds more restrictive than board cancellation directive, provided the policy is filed with the board 48 hours prior to implementation. Therefore, if NIRA were to change the policy, that we'll have due notice as well as the betters. Three, NIRA's cancellation policy shall be implemented and available uniformly to all betters. And four, NIRA may not implement the policy until satisfactory evidence of testing has been submitted to board staff. With that, staff is recommending approval.
Questions or comments on the NIRA internet cancellation policy? The other internet platforms, obviously, all in the past have allowed cancellation.
I don't know if all of them do, but I do know that they are allowed and been approved by the board and other policies.
And NIRA up till now has not.
Correct. NIRA is one of the first ones to have their internet policy approved by the board, and I specifically recall when it happened that they had placed that restriction themselves on it.
Okay. Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move the item. NIRA request to amend internet and account wagering plan of operation will allow cancellations via the internet. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item's approved. Next item.
NIRA request to amend internet and account wagering plan of operation terms and conditions.
Mr. Cassarogola.
This is the item I was so anxiously willing to present previously. this is a request from NIRA. Basically, it's a little bit of housekeeping, apparently on NIRA's part, to update its terms and conditions, to add existing terms and conditions that they have had approved by the board previously under different times since their original platform has been approved. The complete terms and conditions, as you can see, are before the board and accompany this memo. It incorporates all the different items, such as the electric fund transfers, the express funding, and other terms that have been subsequently changed since their first approval. Staff has reviewed these items and found them to be in compliance with the board's requirements and rules, and is therefore recommending board approval. We do note that we are not expressing any opinion on the legality and enforceability of any of the terms and conditions that they have included at the end of this document.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move the item. NIRA request to amend internet and account wagering plan of operation and its terms and conditions. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Item is approved. Next item.
Western Regional OTE request to amend plan of operation at internet wagering to account wagering platform.
Mr. Cassarogola.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a request from Western Regional Off-Track Betting Corporation to approve implementation of an internet wagering platform. The submitted plan of operation also includes automated clearinghouse transactions, credit card transactions, live video, and race replays. As you know, pursuant to Rule 5300.3, authorized parimutuel entities may conduct account wagering in accordance with a written plan of operation approved by the board. The plan must include, at a minimum, the system of processing wagers, internal controls, system security, rules and recording device requirements, apart from the TOTE. Staff has reviewed the internet platform rules and regulations as presented and found them to be substantially in compliance with the board rules and requirements. Western has contracted with eBet Technology to provide its internet wagering platform. eBet Technology is currently the provider for Saratoga Harness Racing's internet platform as well. eBet is licensed in the state of Oregon, where it is in operation, and is also licensed as a service provider here in New York State for Saratoga and also for Western, should this be approved. eBet provides business-to-business account wagering services, such as what it does for not only Western and Saratoga Harness, but other entities as well throughout the country. In addition to providing the software, eBet will manage all aspects of the account wagering, including customer service, deposits, withdrawals, site maintenance, and technical support. The plan of operation included a full description of the hardware and software configuration. The system is a web-based internet system, allows customers to place wagers using Western OTB accounts. Customers can bet on any event offered at Western OTB as long as the host track is granted permission for internet wagers. Western OTB included several screenshots of the customer interface and is planning to offer race replays as well, should the board approve it. Western OTB's tote is located in New York State. Their provider is United Tote, and they operate out of the Brooklyn Hub. Wagers will be subject to all Western OTB distributions, and there will be no surcharges. Should be noted, Western is a little different than the other OTBs. It's worth mentioning that this is being presented as an internet platform for Western OTB and not Batavia Downs. As you know, Western owns the track, and the distribution formulas would be substantially different should it be for that. This will be incorporated along with Western's currently operating telephone account wagering system. Staff has also reviewed the internal controls that were provided with this application and found them to be in compliance with the various rules and requirements, as well as staff has also reviewed their system security, found that to be in compliance with the rules. The system also has a separate recording device as required by board rules, and similar to that, that's in place for Saratoga Harness. Race replays and live video is also planning to be offered with this application. Western proposes providing these services via BataviaBets.com, that is their website. The system availability will be made through the better vendor as Roberts Communication, which is also a licensed service provider with New York State. Roberts, as you know, provides the service for virtually all of the New York entities in New York. Well, the racing entities in New York.
And the country.
and the country, that's true. With that, staff is recommending approval of Western's request for internet wagering platform conditioned on the following items, which are similar to conditions on other approved internet platforms. One, all wagering and related activity must be conducted pursuant to the submitted plan of operation and internal controls. Two, approval is limited to include internet wagering only. Any expansion to include other electronic means requires additional board approval. Three, computer servers processing the internet wagers must continue to be located in New York, as been described and presented in this application. Four, Western OTB may offer wagering via the internet only for those tracks which have provided written consent and obtained proper regulatory approvals. Five, Western OTB may offer race replays and live streaming via the internet only for those tracks which have provided written consent and have obtained the proper regulatory approvals. Six, Western OTB shall utilize a unique TRA code that will discreetly list, handle, and other wagering information in the TRA settlement file, thus providing a clear audit trail for us. Seven, wagers are considered Western OTB wagers and will be subject to all Western OTB distributions, including but not limited to parimutuel tax, regulatory fees, breeders' fund, and regional track commissions. And lastly, eight, wagering shall not commence until board staff receives satisfactory documentation that test results have been successful and provides notice of their acceptance. This is a similar way in which other internet platforms have been approved by the board.
Questions or comments on this item? Hearing none, then we'll move with conditions. And let me note for the record that the NIRA call center item was with the conditions as staff outlined. We'll move with conditions noted by Mr. Castrogoldis. Item from Western Regional OTB, request to amend the plan of operation to add internet wagering to their account wagering platform. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Welcome to the 21st century, Western OTB. Lastly, since we had no work from this month, the board is going to have a resolution put forward, which I know has been agreed to already, but it'll be noted as Resolution 2012-01, a board resolution acknowledging the contributions and accomplishments of Robert A. Firestein, commending him for his distinguished and honorable service to the Racing and Wagering Board and to the people of the state of New York. Whereas the Racing and Wagering Board was statutorily created and or charged with, inter alia, general jurisdiction over all horse racing activities, all parimutuel betting activities, both on-track and off-track, and the responsibility in administering and enforcing the provisions of the bingo licensing law, games of chance licensing law, and various tribal state gaming compacts. And whereas the board's office of counsel has, in addition to providing advice and counsel to the three members of the board, the distinct responsibility for the conduct of administrative hearings, promulgation of regulations, litigation support, labor management relations, negotiations of interstate racing compacts, drafting of and tracking legislation, and various duties regarding racing, off-track wagering, horse breeding, bingo, games of chance, charitable gaming, and Native American gaming activities. And whereas Robert A. Firestein commenced public service as an attorney trainee with the Division of Labor, Division of Employment on November 17, 1975, and whereas Mr. Firestein served as an assistant attorney with the Department of Labor from 1975 to 1978 before taking an appointment as an assistant attorney general with the Department of Law from 1978 to 1981, and whereas Mr. Firestein was duly appointed to the Racing and Wagering Board on July 16, 1981, under the fine leadership of Chairman John Van Lint and the administration of Governor U.L. Carey of the state of New York, and whereas Mr. Firestein started as an assistant counsel, later rising to the position of general counsel during June of 1992 during the administration of the Honorable Mario M. Cuomo, Governor of the state of New York, and whereas during this time Mr. Firestein has played a substantial and influential role in the development, implementation, and modernization of many aspects of New York State gaming and wagering policies, including the adoption of rules and regulations that became models for other racing jurisdictions around the country. Under his advice and counsel, the board adopted many landmark equine drug regulations, including TCO2 testing and out-of-competition drug testing, the development of the state's current charitable gaming statutory and regulatory scheme, which allowed New York to remain as one of the top charitable gaming fundraising states in the country, and crafting of agreements that culminated in the regulatory oversight of various Class 3 Indian gaming facilities. Additionally, under his leadership, the board's stringent licensing standards and regulations were properly applied and maintained, keeping racing operations, bingo and games of chance entities, and Indian casino operations free of corrupt influences and protecting the public interest. As a result, New York State has benefited from the maintenance of thousands of jobs in horse racing and gaming, millions of dollars for the support of government operations at state and local levels, and millions of dollars to support hundreds of charitable endeavors. Whereas Mr. Firestein served the board and the people of the state of New York with honor and distinction, whereas Mr. Firestein's dedication, integrity, fairness, astute leadership, keen insight, prudent judgment, occasionally bad jokes, and high standards as counsel to the board are well recognized by the people, by his staff, colleagues, and members of the board, and by the people of the state. It is resolved that the Racing and Wagering Board hereby acknowledges and commends Robert A. Firestein for his diligent public service, many valuable contributions and accomplishments, and extends Bob our very best wishes for continued happiness, success, and fulfillment of all his future endeavors. And the resolution has been endorsed by Penn, by myself, and my colleagues, Mr. Hogan and Mr. Diamond, and it is adopted and issued the 23rd day of October 2012. And for a man who served chair people of this board and six governors, including two of whom are named Cuomo, your record is one of incredible distinction, one that you should be proud of, one that I know everyone here has been delighted to be associated with you, and frankly, around the country, people recognize the good work that your office has provided our board, and we have been considered to be a leader in many of the aspects of our work, largely due to your work. So congratulations, and I know my colleagues want to speak as well. Dan, former Chairman Hogan and current member Hogan.
Oh, boy. Mr. Chairman, I was with Bob the day he decided he was going to retire. We had taken a walk up to Civitello's to have lunch, and we went inside, and one of the ladies inside there said we looked like brothers. Bob said, that's it. Time to go.
Don't blame you, Bob.
I'm not blaming anyone into this, but I want to say in my 2 years...
What did you have for lunch?
Actually, I had the Italian mix, and I think he had the meatball sandwich. But... I just want to say, in my 2 years when I served as chairman, Bob, you were always my best counselor. I mean, it was We could talk about anything. We could have very candid discussions. And in the end, what always amazed me was your ability to help me as chair, and I'm sure Chairman Sabini and all the other chairs you serve feel the same way, is to find a path to do things in the right way for the betterment for racing. We got sued a lot when I was chairman. And I remember I was speaking at the Saratoga Institute by the Albany Law School one summer, and one of our frequent suees stood up and started complaining about one of our recent rules. And I said then, and I think this is probably the highest endorsement I could give anybody anytime, I said to the audience at that time, my lawyer is better than yours, so go ahead and sue us. As it turned out, we won. And on appeal, we were upheld. But I just want to say it's been a distinct pleasure serving with you. I had contact with you before I was a member of the board, and I know, you know, because I'm close friends with one of the previous chairmen, how well you served him. And I just want to wish you the best in every way, Bob, because you've done so much for this state. You've always been there, and you've always been able to find, with the many piles in your office, the time to make the important matters come to the top and be taken care of. And it is my sincere hope that you get a chance to really enjoy your retirement, because I can think of few people in state service who've ever deserved it as much. And as one final point, I wanted to notice that Kristen said we got Jackson Lee's comments today. His PS said, by the way, Bob Feierstein is the best. Rock on. So good luck, Bob.
Thank you.
Mr. Diamond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me echo the sentiments of Chairman Sabini and Board Member Hogan, and just simply thank you for your many, many years of decades of public service to the people of New York State. Your talent, your knowledge, your institutional knowledge, and the way you conduct yourself and your daily manner will be sorely missed by all of us. I noticed in the resolution that you started your stellar career in New York State government a few months after I graduated from Niagara University in 1975, so it does seem like a long time, but you've certainly earned the just desserts of a great retirement, which I'm sure you'll enjoy. On a personal note, let me thank you for what you've done for me. A little bit over 2.5 years ago, when I was in the midst of my confirmation hearings, you had no problem sitting down with me and shepherding me through that process. You have no idea how much that meant to me at the time and how much I relished all of the information and education that you provided to me throughout the last 2.5 years. So thank you very much for everything you've done for me and for the people of New York State. And I offer you the very best retirement that anyone could ever experience. God bless you.
Thank you.
My and besides reading the resolution, I wanted to add my own personal note, which is that, you know, you obviously working that long in government, you have to, as an attorney, really want to dedicate yourself to public service, because most people know attorneys can make far more in the private sector. And you've been with the state, you know, through 5 decades, and so that's really service. And I appreciate good public service by anyone, but especially one who conducts himself in a way that is knowledgeable and forthright and yet with integrity. And in all my time in the legislature and the city council and here, being on the legal staff I have to associate with is not that easy, because I'm often frustrated by the limitations of what our legal staffs allow us to do and say, but you know, that's really kind of being the adult in charge very often too. So I appreciate the service you've provided for the board, for the people in the state of New York, and for me personally. You've given good counsel, and your retirement should be something to look forward to, and should be something fun and good,
And maybe there'll be some work done into it at some point. So congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm really overwhelmed by both the resolution and the remarks that I made here. And to keep this short, you know, I appreciate the opportunity that I've had to serve so many, chairman, the board, and the government. And I'd be remiss if I didn't note that obviously I didn't do it myself. I did it through the hard work of those that surrounded me and the willingness of both the chairman and the board members and other people at the board to commit themselves to working hard and to sharing and educating me as well and putting up with my flaws and bad jokes. Thank you.
Jokes weren't that bad.
No flaws, bad jokes.
With that, I will ask the secretary to call the meeting to a conclusion.
Join the meeting at 11:40.
Thank you very much.